This is Exploring the Marketplace Podcast. I'm Sean Bowles.
And I'm Bob Hassan. And together, we're inviting you into conversation about what God is doing with entrepreneurs, influencers, and everyday career fields.
Get a fresh perspective with our commentary and stay for the main chorus from our handpicked guests who are vulnerable, transparent, and sharing how their faith affects their career in powerful ways.
If a picture's worth a thousand words, then their life story's worth a thousand sermons. Here we go. Welcome to Exploring the Marketplace. I'm Bob Hassan with my friend Sean Bowles. Sean, what are we doing today?
You know, we're going to be talking about this being a decade of Christians engaging entertainment and media. And our guest founded a studio and is producing movies. But we're also going to be talking about, there's a lot of our audience who is involved somehow in the entertainment industry. And there's people who are enjoying maybe faith-based films or TV series like The Chosen or others for the first time. So you and I are going to talk about that being the creative side or the creators of the business side of that a little bit. So I'm excited about this.
Well, exciting. Hey, do you want to hear some listener feedback?
I have to hear it. I love this.
Okay. Brandy K said, I asked the Lord to lead me to a video today for encouragement. And then, wow, 2 exclamation points, Sean. God left a huge impression on my heart because of you. So we would just want to thank our listeners and just say, hey, listen, engage with us. Make sure that you comment. We are on social media. We are on YouTube. We love when you interact on our socials or YouTube. So please engage with us, right?
Yeah, especially on YouTube because it's our brand new way to contact us and to connect. And both Bob and I are on there real time. And we're going to talk to people just like you every day, which is so awesome. So it's time, Bob. It's time to talk about our real topic today. And our real topic today is Christian media and entertainment industry people are experiencing a remarkable renaissance, marking a significant shift in both the quality and the impact, thank God, of faith-based content. And this resurgence is not just about increasing number of films or TV shows or podcasts and books being produced. It's really about the depth. There's actual artistry now. I don't know if you've noticed in some of the films, the authenticity these mediums are now embracing. For creators and consumers alike, this renaissance in Christian media signifies an era of unprecedented opportunity and empowerment. However, Bob, embarking on this path is not without the risks. The market for Christian media is still evolving, and it's small in some ways, even though it's broad. And success requires a delicate balance between maintaining faithfulness to the message and really appealing to a broad audience. Yet, the potential rewards for navigating these challenges are significant. I don't know if you heard about Mark Wahlberg just signed a deal with Netflix for $800 million to release faith-based films. So there's definitely a new market that has never existed on Prime with their new series with Dallas Jenkins and several others. There's an $80 million deal with Mark Wahlberg with Netflix. This is going to be a new day.
It's incredible. I think, what are the key drivers? Why is this happening? And I think, I've been watching technology. I mean, Sean, I remember when ATMs were the new thing, and then cell phones came out, and this whole thing of technology, you know, when I grew up, you went to the movies or you watched 2 or 3 channels on TV, and now there's this explosion of content. It's mind-blowing.
Well, and I think about how controlled it was by just such a small group of people, whether it be the music industry, whether it be television, film, and now it's a free-for-all. It's a wild west. Anybody can make a movie or a project. And I think I have like a dozen friends that are some of my closest friends making movies right now or series right now, including my wife. She's working on a series for Angel Studios. And this is something that, you know, when I was growing up, we may have known one person at a time who might be weird enough to think they could do something in this area or this genre. And they were super persecuted for it because a lot of the Christians felt like Hollywood was the devil's. That was his playground. And I love how it's just come full term where we realize that Jesus deserves to be seen from the greatest places that you could see anything, which is typically movies and television. It spreads faster than anything else. The Jesus film has been seen by more humanity than any other project, but all the other projects put together, it's been seen something like 2.7 billion times. So you have the Jesus film, which has brought evangelism to so many unreached people groups. Then you have the stuff that we watch, which is, I mean, Jesus film wasn't really something that I watched, but there's the stuff that we watch, which are so many faith adjacent projects now, which aren't just faith-based, but they're adjacent to faith-based, meaning they're faith-based people who are making really good stories. They're just telling really good stories in mainstream ways. And I'm just really enjoying that. So some of you might feel like you're called to do this. And it used to feel impossible. Maybe even your parents and your grandparents are like, why would you ever want to do that? And I think it's important to really pray into it and take some steps towards it if you're feeling called to it. It may not be your full-time thing. It may be one project. It may be some sort of internet thing. Like Bob and I do this podcast. is a big deal to do a vodcast podcast, to take the time and actually do it and be this faithful for over 100 and something episodes. It takes a lot of time and a lot of energy. But man, when you're obedient and when you're faithful to do even just the bite-sized piece, the baby step, you know, God just rewards it.
It's so good, Sean. I look at Psalm 150 when we're talking about this, and let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, a call for creation. This is a call for creation, including our creative works to God. And where you said it was the Wild West or people were weird, now people are telling stories. And even on this podcast, Sean, we're not an informational podcast. We're telling stories.
Yeah.
Because what do you like to say about stories?
A picture is worth 1,000 words. A story is worth 1,000 sermons. Exactly. God spoke to me that one time, and I've been saying it ever since. And it's like, if someone tells their story, if especially a life story, it preaches to you so deeply.
And that's what's been so amazing about hearing all these things that are happening. Well, Sean, I don't want to transition us too fast, but we have a question of the week, and I'm going to ask you. It's from Deliana de Jesus. How do you seek guidance when deciding between retirement and going full-time private practice? Thank you again.
Oh my gosh, that's such a hard question, because both you and I don't really believe in traditional retirement, but I do believe you can retire from one step of a career and then maybe go into something else or just do something else. It's partnership with God. I don't know that in our lifetime that slowing down completely is what God ever intended. But I mean, of course, there's rest seasons and there's times to enjoy family, enjoy what you've built. And the seventh day God rested. And some people look at retirement as the seventh day of your life. But I really feel like for someone who's driven like me, and I feel like you're the same, there is time to separate or like transition from your career you're in and ask God what the next is. And that's really like you asking yourself a lot of questions, asking God a lot of questions, getting feedback from your family and friends, and looking at the stage of life you're in realistically, maybe with a financial planner could be involved or with people who are like really good at that side of your life. I look at it and go, is this the best decision that's going to cause me to go further into my calling in God? And I know for me, like I felt like to put down itinerant speaking and traveling ministry. And that was really hard after 27 years to step away from it, to do media. And I remember just like looking at it going, wow, this is how long can I even do media? You know, I'm like, I'm getting older now. Like, can I even do this for very long? And I feel like I've just started. Like, I love it. I feel like I've started another 30-year career. I'm not sure it'll last 30 years, but I feel like it, you know, just, yeah. But I think that it's more like is there marching orders? Or maybe I just get transferred in the Air Force. Are you getting transferred to another base, so to speak, versus looking at it as retirement?
I love that answer because I think transferring is the right word. And I love what you said about 27 years and itinerant speaking, and then now you're hopefully going to have a 30-year career this way. And I think what we have to do is, you know, if you're looking for guidance, is just keep asking the Lord and keep asking your friends and keep your face, you know, prostrate to the Lord, and he'll give you the answers. And I just love it. Well, Sean and Deliana, thank you so much for the question. But Sean, it's time for our main course, and we have Amber Butuo on our guest today. Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, we have Amber Butuo today, and I'm so excited about Amber. Earlier in her life, she was a Christian counselor, and she's in a lot of different projects.
Yeah.
But now she's a multi-talented individual, she's always been, who uses her God-given gifts to inspire and lead others through the ability of storytelling as a producer, executive producer, and a podcast host. She founded Bob for the One Studio, which is a studio that you can get the app for. We're going to be talking about it today, which is producing content, both movies, feature releases, but also series. And she's excelled in the film industry, earning accolades from industry leaders, namely the Beach Boys, Wilson, and Univision. Within the last year, Amber has been co-producer on Up TV's first original feature film, The Life of Me, an executive producer on a feature film, Multiplied, both set to be released in 2024. She's going to be talking about some of this today. But so much of what she's done has been out of that place of creating her life by the yes of God that's over her creative talents. And she's been able to go on a journey that I can't wait for us to ask questions about. Because when people are involved in the entertainment industry, especially when they've recreated their lives from a different like career path and they've come in, it's such a great example for all those people we've been talking about right now who feel like, I think I'm supposed to make a movie or a podcast or be a commentator or whatever it is. God bless that journey. And you're going to love Amber. She's going to bless that journey too. Are you ready to take your spiritual growth journey even more seriously, all while being involved in an active and engaged community online? Well, we have classes, activation groups, online Discord community, and a 12-month spiritual growth discipleship accelerator that I get to lead. They're going to help you embrace subjects like hearing God's voice, being empowered every day by the real gifts of the Holy Spirit, and developing your spiritual disciplines in a way that's both practical and very practiced. And I've invited expert ministers and all kinds of subjects alongside myself to teach you for 4 weeks classes each month. And if the subject that they're teaching each month isn't effective or is not relevant to the phase of your spiritual growth, we also take past classes and have our pastoral team facilitate totally different subjects for 4 weeks, so you have multiple class options on subjects that matter to you. I can't wait to spend 2 accelerator hours a month with you as I get to activate you, pour into you, and mentor you in practicing hearing God's voice. By the end of these 12 months together, I know you're going to have confidence in your own ability to trust God and yourself and actively speak to you. Come join us in Spiritual Growth Academy. It's going to be one of the greatest decisions you've ever made.
Well, welcome back. We're here with Amber Buteau. Amber, so good to have you.
Thanks. This is so exciting. Thanks for having me.
It's the best when we get to talk to people who do film and television. It's one of my favorites. But at the same time, like, I want to hear all that you do, because right now you're wrapped up in a movie project, but you have a career we want to kind of follow right now through this conversation and just hear what God's been doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I didn't start in this industry. I came from a completely different industry. It's kind of a smorgasbord of some sorts. You know, I've done interior design. We have a real estate firm and construction company. And so I did interior design for that for a long time. And then I was a Christian counselor for 14 years and developed counseling programs and all of that fun jazz. And then God, right, had a sweet little whisper, and I've landed here. So, in the entertainment industry.
Well, Amber, I mean, okay, you teased us with, you know, real estate and interior designer and Christian counselor and now movie producer and director, but how did God whisper to you? I mean, were you just minding your own business and in the counseling room and somebody said something like, and God whispered to you? Talk to us about how you heard the Lord.
Yeah, it's, you know, me and Jesus, I say he's my best friend all the time. He's my main man. You know, that's just how I've talked about him, you know, because when you study somebody a lot, you really start to know what they sound like, what they don't like, you know, and so that's me and Jesus. And a lot of my career changes and things that I've done have been from the whispers of God. And it was a bit like that. You know, I studied communications in school. And it's always been on my heart. The entertainment industry has always been on my heart. My life just kind of didn't take me in that direction. I had kids, you know, and the industry doesn't really allude to having kids in the very beginning. You know, you're raising that family and stuff, and it takes a lot of time and travel in the entertainment industry. So after I was finishing up with being a counselor, kind of, I felt like the Lord was really moving me out of that transition. But at the same time, my kids were getting older. And I knew that the Lord was kind of calling me to a career change. What that career change was, I wasn't really sure. So I spent a lot of time seeking and asking God. And then there was this sweet whisper. You know how God doesn't always unveil like the whole picture to you?
Yeah, for sure.
And you get like bits and pieces of it. That was kind of this journey. It was kind of like, hey, start a little show. And I was like, I don't even know what that is. Lord, let's try that. Which in starting the studio, I was going to start what God had said as start a little podcast show, basically, to just say the things that God put on my heart, like just whatever he had taught me, whatever he showed me, you know, it's like be able to share that and what was going to happen with it. The Lord, that was Lord's job, right? So I came to look at one of our spaces, and 2 years prior, I was holding my hand out a window of a piece of property that we had, and I was thanking God for holding that property for me to start what he wanted me to do. And I kept doing it. Well, my husband said, hey, honey, can you stop praying over that? Because I need to sell it. And I was like, well, God hasn't said that yet. God hasn't said we need to sell it yet. So I asked God, I was like, do you want me to release that property? Do you like, you know, we were going to build something on this. And he said, release it. The property sold. And I had told my husband, well, now what am I going to do? Because my career was starting to pick up. in the industry in kind of ways. I was dabbling in some movie things. I was trying to learn. I was just trying to follow. And I came to look at the place that the studio's in now. And the, all those years ago, 2 years ago, I had prayed, okay, Lord, here's the deal. If you could give me one of our spaces, like on the end, on the back row, where, you know, I could just try this thing out. Like I can try this industry. Cause right now I don't have a business plan for it. And I'm so business minded that it's like, that doesn't make sense to me. So no, that doesn't make sense to me. So no. And you know how God is, he doesn't always make sense. So I really just got to the space. And when we pulled up and we pulled to the back row on the end, I walked in, I'm like, this is exactly what I prayed for.
Wow.
Exactly what I prayed for. I still didn't have the faith to say yes, y'all. It was so bad. And I was like, it's probably just a coincidence, whatever. You try to check it off in your mind. Well, I walked out the roll-up door. And when I walked out, I looked up. And when I looked up, I heard the Lord say to me, really? Really, Amber? I'm going to give you exactly what you prayed for and you're not going to say yes. And about that time, my husband said, do you want it or do you not? At the time, I had no idea what I was going to do with this place. Zero. And I looked at him and I go, we'll take it. Not I'll take it. We'll take it. Because I'm only taking this journey if God's taking it with me. Because I had no idea what I was doing. So that was my whisper to get into the
industry. That's so huge. And I think a lot of people are listening. They hear the story of like learning how to hear from God. But you have this rich relationship with God all along. And you're in the middle of it. Like you follow him. It sounds like you've already killed the lion and the bear. But all of a sudden the Goliath comes up. And you're having to make this decision as a mature believer going, am I going to believe for what I've been praying for when I can't really see it? I think that's so profound. So talk about like you guys get into the building. Why do you think this is significant? And maybe we can go backwards some because you had like you have a film degree or you were at least going to get a film degree and you made a movie right off the bat when you first started all this. Like talk about just kind of the journey into this process.
Well, so originally God had spoke to me. I had gone away and fasted. And was praying, wasn't in the industry at all, had nothing to do with the industry. And I was working on a lot of stuff in Uganda. I worked with a pastor over there and we've built churches and hospitals and children's homes and farms and tailoring schools and all these things in Uganda. And I went away fasting and praying about it. And I was running on the treadmill and as clear as I'm talking to you right now, I heard the Lord say, make Moses's life into a movie. And I was like, come again? Like, I don't even know what that is. Like, I don't know what to do with that. And I'm one of those people that is pretty hard-headed. And so I was like, that sounds great, Lord. Okay, I'm going to keep doing because I don't understand that again. I'm going to do what I want to do, right? And then this kept happening. The guy just, the tap on your shoulder that God does. He's like, hey, he's such a gentleman, right? And he's like, hey, remember what we talked about when you were fasting and asking me and to speak to you? And I did. And you were like, that sounds great. I'm going to go over here. And I just, the tap that I finally just hired a crew, went to Uganda. It's the first short film I ever made. I hired a crew, went to Uganda and shot a short film over Moses, came back and was like, okay, I did it, Lord. Again, had no idea what I was doing. Zero idea. I didn't know that I storyboarded. I didn't know the crew that I put together was the right kind of crew. I didn't know I produced. I didn't know any of that. And that's when God just kind of breathed on me, kind of getting into this career. You know, I used to say all the time, Oprah's not going to come and knock on your door. Like, hey, I want you, you know, it's like, that's not happening. So you know, I say, you can't pray to God. Like I want to do mighty things. I'll do mighty things, but not move your feet. You can't say direct my steps, but stay in the same place. So, you know, It's one of those things where I had to just put in motion, whether I understood it or not, I had to move. You know, the Red Sea was not parted until what? Moses raised the staff, right? It's in our partnership with the Lord is where we really get traction, right? Yeah. James 2:7, faith without deeds, obedience, whatever you want to put there, action is what I say, you know, is dead. So we have to move. And this has been a journey of like hearing and then moving, even when I don't understand.
Amber, it's I'm struck with the courage that you must have had to, you know, get on the plane and go film. Talk to our listeners and our viewers about how you gained the courage. You heard the voice of the Lord. You're hard-headed. You're waiting. He's tapping on your shoulder a few times. And then you finally, how did you finally say, okay, well, I mean, I know you and I know the type of personality you are. It makes me laugh. Of course you did it. But how do people who are maybe not as confident as you are, how do they take that next step into following what they've heard God?
I think the biggest thing in starting the studio, going and filming, was a large part of that is you have to get out of the way of yourself. Like, the fear is you're going to fail. The fear is, what if it doesn't work? The fear is like, what if this doesn't do anything? What if it doesn't? You know, it's like, what if? What does that matter? And then it doesn't do anything and you're still fine. You know, yeah. I mean, that courage to just say, I would rather follow God than be worried about looking like if it failed or didn't work or whatever. Whatever it's supposed to do. You know, the name of the studio is For the One. And the reason it's For the One is because the Lord said to me when I started this, are you willing to do all of this? Kind of laid out some of these things. Like go to Africa and like, you know, for days, I didn't even realize that in Africa that I was there by myself in Africa filming. Like I just was so mission minded, focused on what God was saying to do it. That's how I get in that zone. Like I've got to jump and do this, but it was, would you do all of this for the one person that needs to hear this message?
Wow.
So if I go and film this film and one person sees this short film, and their life has changed because of it for the gospel. Hey, I've done what he's asked me to do. I've accomplished what he's asked me to do. And I don't see anything wrong with that. Is a lot better than if you go, I need 1 million people to follow me. I need 1 million people to like this, to deem if I'm a success or I've done what God wanted me to do. You can't let the results determine whether you've heard or not.
No, it's so good.
You have to know the results are what he's asking you to do, and the obedience, the journey of the obedience is the reward in what you get. It's not the 1 million followers. So I said to the Lord when he said, would you do it all for one person that needed to hear it? I was like, one? I was kind of hoping for maybe a few more. I mean, it's Africa. It's all these things, but it's like, it's maybe more than one. And he said, because I died for the one, you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, wouldn't you say it like that? Of course. Okay. You know, it's, you know, really getting out of the way of yourself gave me the courage to go, like, if one person's life has changed for the better, maybe the one crew member that goes with me, which his life was changed, completely, radically changed. The cameraman that went with me had a massive encounter when he was there filming. I never even thought of that. I didn't even think of that when we were going, you know, to showing it on the tennis court and one of the ladies that I play with getting saved. It's just,
that's awesome.
Those things you just don't account for. When you
play When I think of, you know, years ago, I did an event with Ken Wales, the legend behind, you know, Chariots of Fire and the Wilberforce movie. And it was before he passed. And he was telling young film professionals at Disney Studios for the Disney Bible Club, we were doing the event together. And he was telling them, like, somebody asked him a question, like, you know, what if what I make, because it was, most people there weren't from Disney, they were like independent filmmakers. What if what I make is like a waste of someone's money? And I just feel accountability for that. And he started laughing. And he said, if you're following God, think about how 99% of all Hollywood's money is wasted every year. If you're following God and your obedience is better than sacrifice, if you're being obedient, you've multiplied the money. You've multiplied, even if your project isn't coming to great success, because hardly any projects do. Because you, until you hit the one, and then you hit the one, and then all of a sudden it changes everything. Because but the whole journey is so important for everybody involved, not just you. And it just gave me a lot of courage back then to just go, I can be obedient, and it's better than sacrifice. It's better than the works and the numbers and the people. It's like, who are the ones that God's called me to love? So I love that your studio is founded on that. I want to talk about this current project a little bit too, because I think that, you know, with what Bob was asking you, it just made me reflect on, you've now made a feature film with your team. And it's in theaters. And I'm like, wow, this is huge that you're doing such a very faith adjacent or even faith filled movie in a mainstream theater. I mean, the trailer's already out in theaters right now. It's coming out for a lot of people who are listening to this. It'll be out right when they're listening. Tell us about that process and what gave you the courage to do it. And on this level, instead of doing it like maybe like a Darren Wilson who markets to the churches and goes to the 10 mega churches in the States and shows this film? Like, you decided to do it as a full theatrical release to show something.
Oh, wow. I mean, you know, God has just ramped up this so fast. I feel so blessed to be holding this film, this responsibility. But God has a different calling for everybody. And for me, he called me to the secular and to the lost. Mm-hmm. He did not call me to the church. I worked in the church. I served church, but I was a part of the church. That was my home. You know, that was like just giving and caring for your flock and for your people. But he called me in the business world to be in the secular world and to be his hands and feet in the secular world. So I have faith content, and most everything the studio produces is all good. Not all of it has Jesus's name on it, but it all is his attributes and who he is. And so it was fitting that this came across my desk, and I was like, this is so fresh, so new, so fun, next generation. The filmmaker that made it, Chris Worthington, he's going to be the first Gen Z director to hit the theater. So it's history in the making.
Wow.
And it was just like, we need to, the cool part about it is it's a feature that rolls into an episodic series. Mm. So it is truly the definition of multiplication, and that you're able to just be inspired, but then be discipled, right? To be inspired, but then follow along in a story and a journey that into a world that you don't know about.
That's so cool, because I feel like Jesus Revolution with the Angel Studios, so many people got awakened through that movie. Even Kelsey Grammer himself, like, you could just see an awakening. Yeah. And I was like, I wish there was a follow-up. I would watch it. Yes. You know, Bob knew Lonnie Frisbee. It's like they were friends. You know, him and Lauren were friends. I'm like, I want to see more of this story play out. I just wish there was more. And I'm sure many people did. But it was also left you in such a good place. It was okay. So I'm so glad to hear that about this movie that you guys have created, like, the series. Because I think that when you take people on a journey, they want to keep going.
Yeah. And that's so theaters are billboards, you know, it's like mass marketing for whatever you're marketing, whatever that film stands for. It's a mass marketing campaign to draw to. Then that was the same thing I've said. And even with Sound of Freedom and the other faith films that come out, you're like on fire. You're like, yeah, let's go conquer whatever that is, you know? And then you're like, it's over. Like, where do I go from here? You know? Okay. And so my heart is to use the influence, use the storytelling that God did and has equipped us with to tell those stories, and then connect them with more content that's still fun and entertaining and that you're learning from, but then connect them with nonprofits, connect them with people to get their feet moving in a direction. You know, we're a simple world. We try to overcomplicate it all the time, but we really want to be told what to do. I'm just saying. we do. So it's like, okay, how do we direct in that? Like, how do we become good stewards of the influence and direct towards, and then put them in a good place to say, like, you just had this aha moment in your life. Like, there's more of those aha moments. Follow the journey here, you know, follow along the journey. So I've picked up a lot of content. I have three other projects that are all that same kind of way that are just so great that people can, what is the key word, right? Binge watch. They're binge worthy. You know, that's what everybody wants, to binge something. So I feel like, how do we not provide binge worthy good, right? Like, instead of binge worthy bad, like, where's the binge worthy good stuff, you know?
Amber, I just watched you tell the story of a young woman who was listening to God. And then when Sean just asked that question, you came alive with what's happening in the future. And you seem like you're on a mission now. And so I'm looking at, from the beginning till now, when you feel like you have this amazing direction that you're going in, and you've been listening to the Lord, you've been getting your feet moving, not standing still. And what's next?
Oh, so what's next is, I think God is really, really, really wanting to assemble an army of believers together in this industry.
Absolutely.
He is truly bringing together what they say around here at the studio. Amber, you're like assembling the Avengers of faith industry people. Like, it's, you know, Hyatt is wanting to have a big influence and a big voice in a new way to do it. So I'm that kid that's like, ask a million questions and they're like, well, that's not how we do it. And I'm like, well, that's how we're going to do it this way, because you did it that way. And that way it's broken and that's not working. And so there's a lot of brokenness in the industry that when I came in and I saw it, that I was like, oh, wow, where's the change? Where's the better? How do we influence this for good? How do we make this be a new, fresh way? A lot of what you'll hear in the faith, like, where's the new wineskin for this? Because that's what God's wanting to do, right? And so that's something we use around here a lot, is new wineskin. I get on calls with the different people in the industry, and I tell them right off the bat, hey, I might ask a lot of questions, and I may not do it the way you've normally done it, but we're still going to do it. Like, we're still going to do it. I'm still willing to do it. We just might do it a little different, you know, in a different kind of way. So, but I think that's what God's wanting to do. You know, we've started an app from the studio to where we are able to put all of the content in one area that becomes a safe place for people to watch things from. You know, I just think there's a new way to distribute more now than ever.
Yeah.
We're able to see film.
You got to tell us about the actual film itself, because we're coming to the close of our show and we want people to see it. So tell us about the film. What's it about?
So it is about a young kid named Chris Worthington, who was radically saved at a Hillsong conference. He was a concert. He was tricked into going, and he's like, what is happening with Christianity? He picks up a camera and travels the world, going to all these major evangelistic events and seeing where God is moving at. And it is amazing. Whether you know anything about Christianity or not, you're introduced into a world that you didn't even know existed.
Wow.
For me, seeing seas of crowds of millions of people that showed up, not to hear a rock concert, not to hear somebody famous, but to hear what God has to say, and you cannot see the end of the crowd, and that's how many people come. It's awe-striking to see it. So whether you are into the world or not, and actually there were so many Christians. We just had the red carpet event the other day, and we had all these Christians show up to it, and they were all like, wow, I didn't even know. This has been going on. We're like, yeah, God's moving around the world. He's a God of the world. He's not a God of America, but he's a God of the world.
So good. Well, how do people stay following you besides the movie? How do people stay in touch with your studio and what you're doing?
So you can go to the App Store and download the For the One Studio app. Everything is in one location. So you're not going to a whole bunch of different places. You can go to multipliedmovie.com. You can buy tickets. Tickets are on sale now. And it's a two-day event. So the tickets are going pretty fast. We're hoping that we just sell out and we get more days. But you can go to multipliedmovie.com and then all my normal Amber Buto tags and all that kind of stuff. DM me. I'll answer you.
Well, Amber, thank you so much. I feel like we just scratched the surface with you. God bless you and the studio and your family and everything that's happening. And we were just so thrilled to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I made this so fun.
Thanks so much for listening to Exploring the Marketplace, where we have weekly episodes to keep your work and life full of courage and hope. If you enjoyed our question of the week, come and be a part of by asking your question at bowlsministries.com or in the comments, where we might include it in a future episode.
Also, make sure to subscribe to our podcast and be a part of the conversation by following us on our Exploring the Marketplace YouTube channel or at our socials at Sean Bowles or at Bob Hassel on most social media platforms. Visit us at bowlsministries.com, where you can find our book, Wired to Hear, when you're looking for what God has to say about your career, influence, or entrepreneurship.
We will see you next time. Thanks for joining us.